We started talking to the board about our visioneering effort a few years ago, and we were really emphasizing being focused on our watersheds and tangible results in the great outdoors. And we wanted to make sure that we were as focused as possible on tangible results, and we wanted to pay attention to whether we were getting caught up in our own internal organization and our programs and how we run our programs at the expense of being focused on tangible results outdoors in our watersheds. So that's kind of how we started out on this, but it wasn't new 3 years ago. It wasn't a new idea. And we had been talking about it for 10 or 15 years prior to that. But I think we started about 3 years ago, we started making a concerted effort and started asking ourselves questions about how we could change the organization to make sure we were as focused as possible on tangible results. We asked this question of ourselves and the board a couple years ago: what will the Central Coast look like in 20 years? And what physical condition will we leave behind? And our mission is to protect beneficial uses for future generations, and we're asking ourselves, are we doing that? Are we actually succeeding? Are we winning that? Or are we losing in that area? And that means we have to really look at what we're doing, everything that we're doing in our organization, all of the various tasks that we're doing associated with all the various programs, and how we run the organization, and try to answer that question. And it's an ongoing effort to try and answer it. Now, this is a cycle that shows how we would actually, if we were protecting resources, what would we actually be doing? And this first one here, planning for physical improvement and protection. What is it we're trying to protect, and how can we actually do that? And then the next one is take action. And then measure whether our actions are effective or not. And that's the accountability part. And human nature is such that most organizations skip a lot of this part and a lot of this part. Especially this one, the accountability part, where we're actually measuring our own effectiveness in achieving tangible results and protecting the resources that we're supposed to protect. And we're lucky in our region that we have built up a regional monitoring program that is one of the most advanced in the country, and it's certainly the most advanced in California. No other regional board has, thanks to Karen and her team, has the ability to monitor our environment the way we do. So we're aware of the process that results in not protecting resources. It's a truncated version of this. We do the plan. In that case, you would do the planning, and then some actions, and then assessing and prioritize. But it leaves out typically what organizations do is leave out the actions that result in tangible results and the accountability part, the measuring the physical change in the environment. This is what our organization chart looked like when the Water Board, the regional office, was started about 50-something years ago. I think our office opened in the 50s.
That's me on the left there when I was a junior engineer.
Whoops. This is you, Roger? I thought that was you. Anyway.
It's a before and after. I'm a good doctor.
So these are a couple of folks that were with us way back then, and they're not with us anymore, but I wanted to just point out that this is the org chart. It was the executive officer and a couple of people. And at that time, the population of California was around 10 million people. And today, the population is around 36 million people. And it's expected to increase to over 45 million people by 2030. So we're in this situation of an extraordinary situation of having to protect beneficial uses, protect resources for future generations while this population change is ongoing. This is our organization chart today. This isn't a current chart, but it doesn't make any difference. I don't want you to read the text that's up there. I just want you to look at the complexity of the org chart and how our office is organized. Like most organizations, we tend to create boxes and silos. These are the units in our office, and they're organized based on programs. And when an organization organizes that way, sets itself up that way, we think that way. We think in terms of programs. And this can lead to more confined thinking and more confined acting according to these programs. So one of the things that we've done as part of our visionary effort is to create vision teams. We now have four teams. We have an assessment team, clean groundwater team, a healthy aquatic habitat team, and a sustainable land management team. And those teams overlap the entire office. So the people that are on each one of these teams come from all across the office. So they get the perspective of people from all the different units, people who are doing all different kinds of work. And they bring that perspective onto the team. And the teams are focused on our goals. They're not focused on a program, which is the typical way that we would do business. So it's changing the way we think and the way we act, the way we prioritize, and the way we make decisions. Our vision is healthy watersheds. We have three goals. A goal for healthy aquatic habitat, a goal for sustainable land management, and a goal for groundwater. And we have an assessment effort that I already mentioned as one of the teams that overlaps all three of these goals. The teams are focused on these goals. And eventually we're going to get to a point where for each one of these goals, we're measuring key parameters that tell us whether we're achieving the goal or not, and we'll be able to give ourselves a grade. So you're going to hear about these four teams now. So I'm going to turn it over to Peter. Mm-hmm. Peter von Langen is going to go first. And you'll hear about the work that the teams are doing.